It is amazing to think that Jesus Christ loves and cares for each one of us deeply. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Eric Bryant shares how in his earthly ministry, Jesus focused on caring for all people.
What's really interesting is in the first moment that Jesus had a chance to kind of declare who he was there in Nazareth, he read from the prophet Isaiah. You know, he has come to fulfill the reading of this scripture, which is about reaching out to the brokenhearted and the downcast and those imprisoned. And he declares the Lord's favor and actually stops reading Isaiah, which the next part of that passage goes into God's judgment. It was really interesting. I think he did that on purpose. In many ways, the people of Nazareth were upset because he was extending God's love beyond the chosen people and to people who are less than lovable.
And throughout the Bible, it is clearly evident that God loves and cares for people.
You see that over and over in Jesus's ministry, whether it was the woman at the well or the way he treated Samaritans or the Canaanite woman, or what even happened in the early church in Acts chapter 2, how the early church was born diverse with people from all over the planet. God-fearing folks and Jews alike who came to Jerusalem for Pentecost. And so really we can see the early church began in Israel. You know, we see in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 that Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the ends of the earth, really God's heart from the beginning of scripture in choosing Abraham in Genesis 12 and blessing him to be a blessing to all nations. Ultimately, God's heart is for the tribes, all the different people that are around us.
Are you aware of how deeply God loves you? His love for you is powerful and it's personal. Go to Making Your Life Count and click on Who is Jesus to learn more.